Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio Sports speaking to Hillsborough's Abby Schott, a dream teamer for the third time in her illustrious four-year career as a member of the Hawks girls soccer team. And I mean, honestly, one of those athletes where you kind of don't know where to begin, because what she was able to do in 4 years on the soccer pitch is quite phenomenal. So, Abby, I guess I'll kind of just toss it to you a little bit and just kind of let you begin where you want to begin with just the experience of being a girls soccer player at Hillsborough.
You know, it's always something I've really looked forward to since my dad has been coaching since before I was born. So I've been out there watching everybody play my whole entire life, and it was finally my turn, and I was just happy that I was able to make the most of it.
Yeah, you certainly did make the most of it, Abby. Bear with me, because this is a laundry list of things that you've been able to accomplish. 160 points in your career in 4 years. That's 61 goals, 38 assists, 18 total game-winning goals. Three times in a row, you led the team in goals scored. Twice in your freshman and sophomore year, you led the team in assists. Two-time district championship Hillsborough Hawks soccer team, one-time sectional champs. Again, this is your third year on Dream Team. Four-time first team unanimous all-district selection. Four-time first team all-conference. Four-time Class 3 all-region selection, including offensive player of the year last year in the region. This senior year, you were selected as one of three seniors inducted into the Hillsborough High School Hall of Fame for academic and character achievements, and also earned Hillsborough High School highest honors with a cumulative GPA above 4.0. Believe it or not, I'm actually done. But that took a while, didn't it?
Yeah.
What about that? I mean, gee whiz, how do you put what you've been able to do in perspective?
I mean, honestly, I could not do it without the people around me, all my teammates and my coaches throughout the years. They've just been a big help with my success, obviously, because I can't do it by myself. And since we've all been together for a long time, you know, there was 13 seniors this year, so we've all been playing for quite some time. We had some good chemistry, and we were just able to come up big.
When it comes to stats and all the things that I just read off there, what are you most proud of as a soccer player?
Honestly, it would probably be the sectional champions. I know that sounds crazy, because I always was told, you know, when your team has success, you're going to have success as well, you know, with all the stats and everything. But winning sectionals last year was one of the coolest things that I ever thought possible. You know, being able to play Rockwood Summit, the state champion, in the quarterfinal game was pretty great.
I want to go back a little bit to one of the achievements, and I mentioned it, Class 3 All-Region. And you've done that all 4 years. And this year was pretty neat, too, because it was you and one other teammate, and that's Rachel Hamilton, defenseman. And I know you don't play on the back line. You know, you're right in the thick of things trying to score goals and whatnot. But you mentioned it, 13 seniors on this squad. What memories do you take away from what you and them were able to do throughout your last 4 years?
There are so many. It's unbelievable. Because these 13 girls that I was with my senior year are mainly my group of friends, and that's about it. There's a select few that aren't, you know, soccer players, but for the most part, we've all been together through this long 4 years just together. So there's so many different things that we've all done together. I couldn't even tell you my favorite memory anyways.
Yeah, most certainly. I know it was probably a little painful to fall to Windsor in the district championship, but you know, you sort of have time to reflect on those things a little bit later. And like I said, two-time district champion and one-time sectional champ, which you thought was really cool. What was sort of the conversation that your dad and head coach Chris Schott had with you and the girls after the final game of y'all's, you know, careers there at Hillsborough?
You know, he was kind of just thanking all of us, because he's known almost all of us since we were young, because I've played select soccer with a handful of them. So being able to watch us grow and develop as players and people is something that he's enjoyed being a part of.
Did he let you guys kind of talk to one another right afterwards, or did you guys sort of have a recognition meeting where, you know, you guys were honored by the school or honored each other sort of thing?
Not necessarily. You know, right after the game, we were all pretty mad, so that wouldn't have been a good time to do anything. But like last weekend, we all got together and had like one little last barbecue together, and we all received our letters and whatnot, but that was about it.
Okay, very cool. Would you be okay with sharing a letter that was either written to you or one that you wrote to teammates of yours?
Oh, I meant like the ones for the Letterman jacket.
Oh, I thought you guys... Okay.
My bad. That's my bad.
No, you're good. You're good. I didn't know what that meant. Okay, well, Well, good. I'm glad you got to throw those on the jacket one last time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some people, I guess, write, you know, thank you notes or thank you letters,
right,
or, you know, had a, you know, whatever. You know, kind of like signing your high school yearbook.
Yeah.
I want to get to your senior year because I know the stats probably weren't where you wanted them, but for 3 years, you were frustrating so many teams, so many players, so many coaches, and I think they just kind of had enough and did whatever they could to slow you down. What sort of changes did you see from how teams approached you on the soccer pitch this year?
Well, especially after the year that I had last year, I saw a lot more man marking. just always a girl at my hip doing whatever she can to not let me towards that goal was a very big thing that happened this year that didn't happen that much last, or the past three, actually.
Yeah, very true. I imagine it got a little bit difficult for you, but, you know, one of those things where it's a challenge that you obviously have to meet head on. And how did you feel like you did this year? I know I say that, you know, with 15 goals and 5 assists, it's a lot of girls would be happy with 15 goals and 5 assists, but how did you feel about how you sort of rose to that challenge?
I mean, yeah, you're right. It was pretty aggravating at times, even though 15 goals and 5 assists is quite a bit. But I don't know. I guess just having the year I did last year, it was kind of annoying. But, you know, it's not easy by any means, but I don't really know how to explain that one.
No, you're all good. You're all good. So obviously this community, the Hillsborough community, the Jefferson County community, has obviously had a great privilege watching you play soccer these last 4 years. As you sort of, you know, put all your thoughts together about your career, you know, reflecting on what you've accomplished at Hillsborough, who are some of the people, other than your dad, obviously, because, you know, he's your number one fan, number one guy, but other people, other teammates, that sort of thing that have really made a great impact on you?
Obviously, well, my mother would be the other one, but that's, you know, different because she's my mom. She just goes under the radar quite a bit. And then probably Mrs. Lauren Etherton. She was my science teacher the past 3 years. She's definitely my favorite teacher that I've ever had. You know, we grew really close. She was just always really supportive of me, and she always asked me about the decisions that I'm going to make and whatnot. She's just been really there for me for a lot of tough times that I've had, and she's been amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome that you got pretty close to a teacher. That's always nice to have that at some point as you're going through your high school years. You obviously, again, everything's obvious with you. Had a great career, put up great numbers, have great achievements, honors, awards, all that jazz. And with all of that, you are now going to be taking your talents to McKendree University, university in a small town in Lebanon, Illinois. Kind of take us through the decision there and why McKendree, what was the best fit for you?
Well, last summer, my dad and I went to a few different ID camps, and this one, I don't know, it just felt different from all the other ones, and I felt an actual, like, connection with the coach. You know, like, he seems like he really cares about all of his players, you know, and he wasn't worried about the amount of numbers that were at his camp. He was worried about helping others be like better soccer players, even, you know. He was focusing on the individual quite a bit, and I really enjoyed that. And plus, I like the small town. I know it's weird, a lot of people who go to small town high schools, you know, want to branch out and go big, but I really like the small community and being close-knit with everybody. And it's just something that, you know, stuck out to me a lot. And the people there already, you know, this summer have been great, and they're really nice and everything.
All right. Well, that's awesome to hear. Abby, I won't keep you any longer. I appreciate the interview here. And again, 61 goals, 38 assists in your career at Hillsborough. Good for 160 points. You scored 18 game-winning goals. That obviously is a very large number and stands out pretty big. But as I let you go here, I guess I just want to give you one last effort or one last chance to just say your piece, give a shout-out to whoever you want, whatever you want to say as your final words as a Hillsborough Hawk.
Right. I would just thank everybody who's always been there to support me, my family, my friends, my teachers, anybody. You know, I've had a lot of people in my corner the past 4 years because Hillsborough has always been like a second home to me, with both of my parents working there. And I just really, you know, I'm grateful for the amount of support and everything that I have gotten from here. And I'll definitely miss it, but, you know, I guess it's time to move on.
Yeah, time to move on, and we'll let you move on. So, again, congratulations on making Dream Team for a third year, and best of luck at McKendree.
Thank you.
All right, that is Abby Schott of the Hillsborough Hawks girls soccer team. Another spot on the spring Dream Team. Again, 61 career goals, 38 career assists for 160 career points as she joins us here today on Regional Radio.